Medical information obtained from our website or on the live show is not intended to be a substitute for professional care. If you have, or you suspect you might, have an illness or other medical condition, you should consult a healthcare provider. The opinions expressed on this radio program are not necessarily those of the sports doctor, this radio show, or their sponsors.
Hey everybody, welcome live from Chicago. It's the Sports Doctor. I'm sports podiatrist Dr. Bob Weil. All things sports medicine, fitness, and wellness brought to you by Global Schoolwear. School uniforms by Tommy Hilfiger. LER, Lower Extremity Review Magazine. Basic Training, MedX in Scottsdale, Arizona. UK Health Radio. We've got a great doubleheader, Dr. Roman Velasquez. He is a neuroperformance, cognitive efficiency and wellness specialist. He's a trained elite fighter. He'll be joining me along with returning Sheila Phelan. She's the founder of Vestibular Training Products. She's a master figure skating coach. Then the sports doctor's in. Some upcoming guests, topics, little Dr. Bob wisdom, emails. Dr. Roman, welcome to the sports doctor.
Dr. Bob, thank you very much. Thank you for having me. I'm so excited about this. Love your shows, the people that you got in your shows, and it just brings a lot of value to the community out there.
Well, thank you very much. You know, the old flattery will get you everywhere, Dr. Roman. Give us some background on yourself and this truly high-performance field. Again, whether it's sports, that whole mental game we talk about on the Sports Doctor, or it could be the world of business and leadership, which is, again, mixed in with that. Give us some background.
Yeah, well, I started off in the human performance within the organizational construct, working with executives, company directors and whatnot on building good leadership teams, team building, that sort of mindset and process. But, along the way, I was contacted by a professional boxer who wanted me to, work with him, not from a sports psychology, but to help him visualize, to do some neurocognitive efficiency, work with him. And, so that work turned into working with another client and so forth, and then the domino effect. So ultimately, for the past 10 years, I've been working with, fighters that fight mixed martial arts, UFC and other promotions, as well as, professional boxers.
Yeah, and again, in the area, you could be a race car driver, which I've had great, where you can stay going 200 miles an hour with 2 inches off each side of the car, that concentration side, or the Muhammad Ali side, which is you can't hit me. And the idea of working hand-eye at whether it's seniors and fall prevention, this is why the vestibular marriage, again, with my frequent guest, one of my faves, Sheila Thielen, she's our upcoming guest after you, the whole vestibular world, which, again, balance, agility, and, again, when you would think about that that side of things, do you come out of the psychology or psychiatry world, Dr. Velasquez?
No, actually, I come out of the leadership world, and I was fortunate to get accepted in a postdoctoral certification program in neurobiology, which, again, my concentration was in human performance. And since I was a wrestler in high school and a boxer throughout all the way into the United States Marine Corps, I just love the sport, the combat sportive side of things, and decided to pursue things that way.
Yes, and I'm sure whether you like it or not, you're floating around in the world of concussions and that whole challenge many times. And again, the idea, I've had sports dentists on in your world that talked about the mouthpiece and alignment the same way I talk about orthotics and alignments in your skates or in your basketball, whatever your shoes happen to be, that's perfect. The balance and adding these factors, again, in the world of high performance and sports is something that, 25 years ago was considered voodoo. One of my favorite guests, Sue Williams is a sports hypnotist from Australia that I have on.
Oh.
Where we talk. So the acceptance of the mind side of things, as well as the mind-body connection, that Neuralink, that's become something that high performance has really accepted, wouldn't you think?
Absolutely, Doc Bob. I mean, you know, when you talk about the athlete performance, it really lives in the brain. You know, technique is dialed in by neuroplasticity, and this is our brain's natural ability to learn and expand, right? So the protocols that we've developed over a period of time really neuroprime to the technique by creating a hyperplasticity environment so neurons can fire together more efficiently, and thus through repetitive work, stimuli create neural networks of a higher performance. And
very importantly, I always add, you know, again, that other whole area, which is prevent problems, prevent injuries. And many times, whether it's repetitive injuries, because we've got athletes doing the same thing constantly, it's what made my late great sports trainer who I met in the 70s, Bob Guida, who talked so much about repetitive motion problems. And his famous thing was, you got to strengthen the brakes, work the stabilizers. And that was it was so profound back in those days. But again, mentally, the same side of things. Now, regardless of the sport, for example, or the leadership skills, again, you're talking coaches or sports parents or whatever. What type of age groups do you pay attention to besides when you talk about some of these elite athletes? They got to be, I would imagine, young men and women.
That's correct. You know, I mean, we work with athletes ranging from 15 years to all the way into their middle 40s. I've got a couple of professional MMA fighters that are still active at 42 years of age, and they know the importance and the significance of making sure that their brain is firing optimally. You know, as you age, there's a degeneration of neurons and what. So we keep that brain healthy.
Oh, yeah. It's the same scenario. We're talking about what particular shoe they're wearing, or whether or not we're looking to that particular athlete is flat-footed or he's got high arches or whatever. Have you mixed in some of the women's world in the martial arts and that fighting world?
Yeah, absolutely. We work with a lot of females. As a matter of fact, we work with the number one ranked female in Bellator. She's out of Australia, Arlene Blanco, and she is just amazing, awesome. I mean, just a supreme athlete out of Australia.
What other sports do you find mixed in your world?
Well, we've worked with a professional baseball pitcher one time and some high school kids that were trying to get some college scholarships in basketball. So we find, you know, Bob, that's a great question, because we find that there are commonalities with athletes when it comes to neurocognitive performance. We're talking about neurovisual processing speed. We're talking about dynamic visual acuity, hand and eye coordination, cognitive flexibility.
I'm giving you permission to mix in my analogy of the race car driver. He's got one inch on either side, and you know, you just have to have that tremendous physical awareness and concentration. What's the best website that's for information about you and what you do?
The website that I got right now is linked through my Instagram. I have an Instagram account, and so there's a link right there on it. I'm currently working to get it revamped, but it's up and running and whatnot.
Yeah,
so,
excellent. How do people get to it? Do they go to your name? How do they get to it?
Yeah, just go to the name, Dr. Roman Velasquez, or Near Peak Performance. And go to the bio, and there's a link right there on the bio. And
you know what's amazing? You know, again, elite fighting, and we can define elite fighting 14 ways, you know. But when you're talking about the Dana White world and that whole incredible world of the, including women, how long have women even been included? It's amazing the explosion of the sport of elite fighting.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. And I think Dana White with the UFC started off with the with the first women's fighters, and the first champion was Ronda Rousey. She's out of California. Olympic gold medalist.
I really questioned whether the sporting world would accept it, but I felt the same way at the beginning of the whole elite fighting, which ended up becoming much more of a skill than I think a lot of people gave it credit for in so many different ways. How early? So you find teenagers, for example, that are already interested in getting involved in that world?
Absolutely. I think that the teenage world right now is really, really interested in the combat and fight sport world, because not because of the violence or anything like that, because of the ability to defend oneself, the ability to have discipline.
That's a big deal. That's one of my favorite guests, Rob Fletcher, Hall of Fame martial artist, spent a career helping young girls and school kids and the whole society learn how to protect themselves, and which is such a huge and important scenario when we're talking about that. Now, again, you know, your five top leadership habits, the idea wired to your brain. So is that your book, Dr. Roman?
Yeah, that book I wrote about, 8 years ago or something like that. My latest one is the Fight Sport Neurocognitive Performance Training, how athletes rewire their brains to win, and that's currently available on Amazon.
Yeah, okay. What are those five habits or points that you're making, whether it's in the book or your program? Give me an example.
Well, I think one of the most important ones that happens to have is the ability to know oneself in a reflective state of being, you know, being mindful of what
mindfulness
is that you're creating.
Yes, the idea. Now, again, whether it's faith, you know, faith has always been a hassle because people get too argumentative. But if it's spirituality, there's no argument. So I'm glad that you include that. What are some of the other areas of the of that side as you start getting into balance and stability and range of motion, some of these other things? Give us some other examples.
Yeah, so when we're talking about athletic performance, we're talking about the mind-body connection, and one of the most interesting things is for the brain's ability to have some cognitive flexibility, to change positions, to move flawlessly, to strike flawlessly, to remember the strategy. It's like playing a chess, you know, game of chess.
Yeah, so what about the relationship?
You always want to be ahead.
What about the relationships? Again, whether, you know, again, that's why I co-authored the book, hashtag Hey Sports Parents. That whole world, we make a huge deal out of youth sports. But that involved parents. It involved coaches. It involved team doctors and some of this other craziness that's involved. And that cooperation and that discussion, communication rather, do you find that being very important?
A sports psychiatrist and a neurocognitive efficiency. So we all work hand in hand in tandem to make sure that we give that athlete the best value that money can buy.
Right, and then you're gonna mix in the nutritionist over here, which again was a joke 25 years ago. Now is a science, such a big deal. I've had a new group also, Dr. Roman, on the show, the sports pharmacists, who, again, mixing in the whole world of supplements and the drug stuff and all of these kinds of questions. You found cooperation, let's say, from the psychology world, the psychiatry world, even the sports world of either, again, when you're dealing with some of these coaches and trainers of these fighters, how's that relationship?
Yeah, it's very good, Bob. The only difference is that, you know, traditionally, you'll have some old school coaches that don't believe really in brain training and training your cognitive efficiencies. You know, they're still...
That's why I got to ask you how your sports psychology skills are.
Right, yeah. You got that right.
Yeah, you got these old school, and you have people who have, again, someone who becoming a champion. It's a tough sell. Bob Guyde used to say, I got to get in this athlete's mind. If I don't get in his mind, he goes to the next doctor or the next trainer or et cetera, et cetera. So, you know, those relationships, teammates, you know, Dr. Wilde, don't you understand? My son's got to compete, man. If he doesn't take two Advil twice a day, his ankles are killing him. All those kinds of challenges. And again, your big emphasis on leadership, right? Whether you're talking about a top CEO or a top athlete or a top coach or parent.
Yeah, and that's so important because leadership starts with oneself, right? You have to know how to lead yourself before you can lead others. So that's important. Leading yourself first.
And do you find, you know, I ask experts in all of these fields, and again, I'll put an umbrella around the mental game. Again, whether you're the best athlete in the world, their grandmother, a weekend warrior, whatever it happens to be. And again, where I've had the late, great sports psychologist Jim Vickery, he said he couldn't use the word psychology 25 years ago, meant there was something wrong with you. So the mental game, including the training, the idea that you can really, you know, train these skills, you know, whether it's in, you know, again, the youth sports world, the park district world, the junior high school world, do we find that we're getting the message out about the importance that kids also have to be kids, or someone, again, like you said, the first thing you mentioned, it's a self-awareness game.
Yeah, absolutely. I think that it's changing around. The message is getting out there. Awareness on your cognitive thinking for athletes is very important, and it's getting around, Bob. I think it's having to take a whole generation to turn over. You know, it's like the Israelites in the book of Exodus. You know, it took 40 years to find the promised land, but it wasn't because it was so far, geographically far. It was because a whole generation had to pass for the mindset to change.
Yes, then we had these two incredible situations. Number one, of course, was the pandemic. And, of course, number two is, again, the ongoing, the whole social media side of things, whether it's, again, grandparents we're talking about or teammates or whatever. It's a whole different situation, and that's why we try to pay attention to so many of these areas, again, on the sports doctor, which is awareness of what we're talking about, number one, whatever the topic is, such a big deal. Education, so important to include education with whatever the heck we're talking about. Then some sort of action, some sort of changes that would be involved. So if people want to go to Amazon, what's the title of your new book, Roman?
Yeah, it's 5-Sport Neurocognitive Performance Training, How Athletes Rewire Their Brains to Win. And it's out. It's out on Amazon. It's a one-of-a-kind book. There's no one book like it right now. As a matter of fact, it's being translated to several languages. It's very popular in Russia now, Saudi Arabia, Spain, France, Mexico. So it's been pretty good.
Excellent. Again, because these cooperative arrangements involving so many of these topics, we're going to deal with you again with the two real, real basic challenges. So in so many ways, number one, can I prevent injuries? Can I prevent problems, physical or mental? And number two, and the more talented your son or daughter is, the more pressure there is, big time, in so many ways.
Absolutely.
And that's no different when you're dealing with multi-million dollar athletes, you know, who are saying to you, Dr. Roman, I got to be better by tomorrow, man. You know? You know,
yeah,
what am I going to do?
Absolutely.
What about this? The whole world, again, it's a whole 5 more shows when we're talking about the medications and some of these other challenges that we run into, whether it's with the doctors that are involved and or coaches or the overzealous. You know, we can close our eyes and we picture the overzealous parents on the sidelines. So I want to thank you so much for being with us. Give us again, you know, the end. What's the title of the book?
Yeah, the title of the book is Fight Sport Neurocognitive Performance Training, How Athletes Rewire Their Brains to Win.
Great. Dr. Roman Velasquez, I want to thank you so much for joining me. Hold on, Roman. We'll be right back, everybody. Sports Doctor. Hey, everybody, it's Dr. Bob Weil, a sports doctor. I'm excited to announce the release of my new book, co-written with Sharky Zartman, hashtag Hey Sports Parents, an essential guide for any parent with a child in sports. You know, Sharky is a former Hall of Fame volleyball player. She's the mom of two daughters who became Division I volleyball players. Together, we have over 70 years of combined youth sports experience. The goal of the book? Give you the essential tools and guidance to make your experience as a sports parent the best it could be. Hashtag Hey Sports Parents is divided into four sections. The first section, Sports Parenting 101. Sharky talks everything about parenting, about coaching, that whole interaction between parents and coaches, coaching your own kid. What are the things to really pay attention to? The second section is the Sports Doctor's In, yours truly. My discussion of injury prevention and treatment, choosing the best shoes, youth sports and drugs, essential exercises, the dilemma of youth football, orthotics. Third section, experts speak out. We bring together eight different experts in nutrition and sports performance and mental training in all aspects of coaching in that section. The last section is the parents' perspective, some insights from about a half a dozen parents of athletes. So everyone, hey, get out your megaphone, spread the word. Now available on Amazon. Order now. You'll be more confident. So will your young athlete. Hashtag, hey sports parents. Welcome back to the Sports Doctor. I'm Dr. Bob Weil, sports podiatrist. We want to welcome back one of our faves. We've got Sheila Thielen rejoining us, and she is the founder of Vestibular Training Products, and she is a longtime master figure skating coach, which got us connected moons ago. Sheila, welcome back to the Sports Doctor.
Oh, I'm so excited to be here. Thank you.
You know, you and I, we were just talking briefly about, I think, your whole vestibular career. Probably we featured on the Sports Doctor for, I've got to go back, I don't know, it's 5 years, 6 years, whatever it is. As we've seen this whole world of the balance, the cognitive, the ear situation, when somehow you said, how are these figure skaters spinning 1,000 times a second and they're never dizzy? You know,
it's where it all started, isn't it?
give us some background on you, your skating world, and the vestibular world.
So it all started, of course, in figure skating and really being a good coach. You ask questions. How come this kid succeeds and this kid's failing? And how come this kid quit? And how come this kid's exceeding our expectations? You know, how are they so good, even at young ages? And that's
How are we adding orthotics to their lives overall?
Exactly.
That's why, again, you know, all of these situations, and again, in the world of not only the art, you know, the precision, you, our friend Tim Ryan, Candy, who introduced me. I didn't know how to spell figure skating when I met her, I think, in 1977. And the fact that some of the best athletes we'll ever see, and artists in the world of figure skating, and the spinning and the balance side, and when you start paying attention to that, I guess forever.
Well, balance, like step one. And if you really look at even cognitive health, how do people walk? How do they move? It really tells you what their brain situation is. You know, look at a kid struggling to walk, and that's a kid with some neurological disorders. But same thing. Look at 70 and 80 year olds with balance and gait
issues.
That's
why we've introduced you to the world of autism. When I had one of my famous guests over the years, a longtime author, and her name will hit me in a second, where we talked about the importance of exercise and autism, the whole world of balance, whether it was including yoga and some of these, Suzanne Gray, I remember, man, written books where medicine didn't know about how do these things fit in again to these various challenges, including, whether it's the best athlete in the world on the left, or it's whether the weightlessness of NASA, now you've got the NFL paying attention to you, or these, again, from the world of skating, hockey, et cetera, balance. And what are some of the principles as you see it when you're spinning these people around and they're paying attention to where they are in space? And give us some examples of this vestibular activity.
So we recently worked with tight end of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, Coe Keith, and he was fabulous, like in a lot of concussions, you know, obviously NFL. And they talk all the time about, you know, like, oh, 4 or 5 concussions, that's concerning. I'm like, these guys have had hundreds of concussions, you know.
Yeah,
what I mean?
We're scared, like, to admit that. Yes, you have to keep
right,
that under your hat.
Otherwise,
they'll come after you. You
right.
know, when you're talking to the champ, because there is no state football. So the ability to retrain, help heal, stimulate these systems really is what this is all about. Again, from one end of the, that's why I always use when I'm talking about you and what you do, from superstars to grandmas. Have you patented that term yet?
Yeah, absolutely, we have.
I knew
it's
it.
Funny you should say that. Yeah.
Now, our first guest, again, you know, talking with Dr. Roman Velasquez, you know, the neuro side of high performance. No,
I'm a huge fan of Dr. Velasquez.
We have a patent.
Yeah, we have a patent on our fly system and a patent pending on our rail system. We're going big.
So, and the ability, again, of it not being so specialized that you can't get it unless they're seeing you, to the idea, again, my friends in physical therapy that I've turned on to you and what you do, and the idea of auditioning these kinds of services, again, whether your son or daughter is the best athlete in tennis or soccer, we're talking changing direction, you know, coming down. Imagine that athlete coming down from a triple jump with 6-7 times her or his weight and the whole world of alignment. That's why I have seen some of Sheila's top kids, like Magic Bella Rose, you know, on the East Coast.
He's so good.
Yeah, who's in orthotics since she's 8. And the idea of including, again, whether it's in the off-ice training of, or you're dealing with the athletic training world and the team doctor. One of my frequent guests is the team doctor of the Yankees, Dr. Chris Ahmad, and the Brian Cole of the White Sox and the Cubs. I know you just came back from that fantastic group with Roy Kessel, the sports philanthropy side. That's
oh my gosh, yeah, we were. That was amazing. So I have to take a second. So Roy Kessel and World Sports Philanthropy Conference in Chicago. Oh, he was amazing. But who was there too was Lee Steinberg, like mega agent to
the biggest.
He's the one that they wrote the movie Jerry Maguire after.
Yes.
You know?
Yes. Yes.
Yeah, so he
and
was there.
And you had my friend Hillary Loftus.
Hillary
again.
Was there.
See,
oh, my God,
yes.
Hillary Loftus.
I've worked with
so
Hillary
fun.
as long as you. Hyperbaric oxygen, the wounded warrior world. Again, brain injury recovery, brain health, the whole brain stuff. And now you're in the middle of it. Again,
love
of
it.
The of this kind of challenge. Again, I use the example with our friend Roman and I, of the race car driver who's doing 200 miles an hour, and 2 inches off either side of him is another car doing 200 miles an hour. How does he even concentrate? You know, that hand-eye coordination kind of thing. And so someone who's dealing with Parkinson's or the spastic kid or the elite gymnast and or why I wrote that article on the prodigy sports, because you're in the middle of one of them where you have 10-year-olds. They don't want to play other sports. This is what they want to do. And everybody wants kids to play different sports. And how have you found the world of figure skating, which is so near and dear to you, embracing the whole vestibular world, Sheila?
Well, they love it. I have to say my kids really love it, although you'll love this. So recently, basically most of my clients work with me once or twice a week, especially my aging population, once or twice. My athletes, 7 days a week. They are doing the spin training. But I recently had some kids from the Ukraine that came to train with me. The country's falling. You can live everywhere and anywhere in the world. And they picked Shakopee, Minnesota to come train in the program I'm really involved in here with other top coaches that are part of my team that I'm honored to be a part of. But they were telling me back in Russia, those kids were doing vestibular training 3 times a day.
Yeah. So, you know, when I go back to the late, great Bob Guida, who I met in the late 70s, who was a Mr. America, who became one of the Mr. America of sports training. In so many ways, and he talked about the Russians. At the time, Bob was the strength and conditioning coach of our national and international volleyball team. And he was talking about how the Russians, imagine everybody, you're standing in a pool, the water's about waist to chest high. You are like a kid jumping out of that water as high as you can. You come down and you land and you go down into a squat. You jump up. This is what the Russians are doing in this cognitive training without weight, you know, without the pounding. And that's
it's
why
brilliant.
We're getting you into, yes, you got to connect the sand dune stepper to the surface. And like you're starting to do.
Love Matt over at Sand Dune Stepper. Which
that's why you want to be balancing on that or something similar while you're trying to do the vestibular. But of course, we're getting into this whole craziness. How long has vestibular been around, Sheila?
Well, since the beginning of
with
time,
you.
If you think about rotation, like the world's
yes.
been spinning, much less the 5 Tibetan spinning theories, which is a 2,000-year-old practice of spinning 3 times a day for a harmonious life, you know?
Yes, I had a Taoist on from the Netherlands about 2 months ago with a guest of mine talking about exactly what you're talking about and how that side of things fit in and the irony that from 3,000 years ago, you know, it still made mm-hmm. as much sense of today as it did then. But vestibular, what's the best website people find out about you and your stuff?
Thank you. It's spinyourbrain.com.
Really? I didn't even know that. It's spinyourbrain.com. So again, besides the fact of the getting that age group, and we're going to come back, I want to talk more about it on how young some of these kids that you're dealing with. Again, we talked with Sheila Thielen. The whole world of vestibular training. It is the Sports Doctor. We'll be right back. Rock and roll. Hey, everybody. Dr. Bob here. LER, Lower Extremity Review Magazine, is celebrating their 10th anniversary. It's been a decade of providing key clinical and practical information about concerns, conditions, and treatment solutions for the lower extremity, both sports and non-sports alike. LER is the only multidisciplinary publication for doctors of all specialties, educators, therapists, and trainers. They inform practitioners on current developments in the diagnosis, treatment, and prevention of lower extremity injuries. LER prides itself on editorial integrity and evidence-based content. Their tagline, collaborative care for better outcomes, says it all. Hey, colleagues, go to lermagazine.com. Hey, it's Dr. Bob. School Uniforms by Tommy Hilfiger is setting a new standard within the school uniform market. More schools are understanding the value that uniforms provide, school pride and identification being one of them. Another is the well-recognized reduction of student pressure to keep up with classmates in the real world of what to wear each day to school. School Uniforms by Tommy Hilfiger provides amazing quality and value to its partner schools and families. It is truly the first brand in this market that students are excited about wearing. Go to the website, globalschoolwear.com. Globalschoolwear.com. Hey, we're back live from Chicago. That's right. Who would have thought to school uniforms would be Tommy Hilfiger, would be something stylish. Go figure. Hey, we are back on the Sports Doctor. We're talking with master figure skating coach Sheila Thielen and the founder of Vestibular Training And again, the best site, Sheila, what is it called? Spin Your Brain?
SpinYourBrain.com.
I got it right. SpinYourBrain.com. The excitement, again, of the sports world, including, again, you know, the figure skating world. Again, I mentioned the figure skating world. We just celebrated, everybody, the 15th anniversary, I can't believe it, of Evan Lysacek, who was 9 and a half when I put orthotics in the kids' skates. I'm still putting orthotics in 9 and a half year old. And 12 years, 13 years later, he was the Olympic gold medalist. And the incredible excitement, and I can't believe it's 15 years, but you as a master figure skating coach, you know, the challenge with keeping off-ice training, we have these kids that are specializing already by the time they're even sometimes seeing you. And how have you found the vestibular training mixing in with the off-ice training, enhancing safety and performance? Again, the article I just shared with the world, which is called The Prodigy Sports from my book, hashtag Hey Sportsman, it's about young children who specialize, whether it's figure skating, whether it's ballet, whether it's tennis, gymnastics, and you've dealt with them for years and years, those challenges. And how have you found mixing in another big weapon when it comes to preventing problems, enhancing balance, working the brain, that side of it? How have you found in being able to include that in your figure skating world, as well as some of these other sports who might be coming to you?
So I'm getting all the sports, which is really exciting. I just had some pro soccer goalies in. How fun was that? And pro football and a lot of NHL. Of course, I'm in Minneapolis, so I see a lot of NHL guys. But the important piece is, of course, balance. Like, what are the four big things of vestibular? Balance, cognitive, spatial, and sleep. And that's our work with the military, too. And really, if I can get you to sleep better, you're a better athlete.
Oh, my gosh.
You're a better human.
One of the areas, of course, everybody says, of course. But rest and recovery is, you know, I featured on my show for 40 years, give or take a few weeks. Tough sell. Over the years, the more talented the kid, the more we're compromising, overscheduling. I call it the terrible twos. Too much of all of it. And the rest and recovery side, which was always given, pardon my French, everybody, half-assed treatment, now is a very, very big deal. Sleep itself, the recovery, our population, our children's population have huge problems. The athletic population, huge problems. So I find the fact that you're paying attention and this is helpful, that's a big deal, isn't it?
Sleep, it's so key.
Oh,
even
yes.
Michael Phelps, like part of his training program was 10 hours of sleep a night and a 2-hour nap every day.
You know, bingo. You know, when he, as the greatest gold medalist of them all, Simone Biles, maybe she's number two, two of the greatest athletes we've ever seen, admit that they were including, again, you know, I call it the mental game. Whether you're a sports psychiatrist, whether you're a top athlete, whether you're their grandmother or their coach that's always been on the sports doctor, the mental game side of it. And it has a vestibular side, the ear balance, that whole side of it, the eye side of it. Again, hand-eye coordination. That's why I've had these F1 speed drivers talking about that side of their particular training. And this was left out. Wasn't included, and that's why awareness is such a big deal. And it's great to see the excitement of the youth sports world, the weekend warrior, again, one of my biggest supporters, again, in the whole area of the seniors, you know, Rick Bava and today's senior magazine, you know, 80s the new 60, 60 or 70s the new 50, we're hoping. And the whole idea of how this fits into the wellness side of things. And again, hey, guess what? No side effects, right? The safety.
Right. Get that brain moving. Get your body moving. You can live a really active life, especially if we take out fall, you know, fall prevention right there. How exciting.
Was the fact that if you had, again, a figure skater spinning like a top, and the fact that they were either talking about the challenges of it or I'm not dizzy. Was that what turned you on to paying big attention to this whole side of it?
Yeah, it was part of it. I was standing in Lake Placid. It really kind of started 10 years ago. And I've always talked about, like, figure skaters are different than all the other sports. And the coach next to me is like, oh, I got dizzy athletes. And I looked at him like, what? What are you talking about? You know, and then the next one, I got some dumb athletes. I'm like, what? What are you talking about? Not figure skating. And so they went around the laundry list of problems with the whole batch of coaches. And none of those were figure skating. But what do we do different in figure skating than all other sports? We spin. Even differently than ballerinas. We don't spot. We keep those eyes moving. And of course, they become.
And it's funny how, again, you know her, Annette, one of my favorite guests, with ballet for figure skating, which, of course, is combining the physical training side in many instances. And, of course, I'm in the middle of all of it because the role of the foot, whether you're coming down. Now you see young girls doing quad jumps. When we think of our heroes, the Peggy Flemings, the Dorothy Hamills, all these champions, Scaramucci, none of them did triples.
Right. Now what these kids are doing.
Right. You know, when Lysacek was playing with triples as a 9.5, 10-year-old, we were saying, whoa, man, this is unreal. But the Russians were doing it. So the challenge, again, of safety, of being able, again, like balance, you know, Gaida and I, we called it instability training. We want to create, think standing on a mini tram, standing on the great sand dune stepper, being on the beach. You are creating imbalance, and like Gaida would say, the brakes, the stabilizers. If you're coming down for a rebound, or like you said, you're working with soccer players, man, I'm changing direction, you know, the goalie. Who's more, you know, moving and this training is really, really helpful. What's amazing, you've seen improvement regardless of the athletic sport you're dealing with. When it's included, improvement is it's a given, isn't it?
Absolutely. Even kids with autism.
Yes. And again, I'm glad you brought that.
So
I knew the time would fly by and we cut back a little bit with an interruption. Give us again the website. People can find out about you and your work, Sheila.
SpinYourBrain.com.
Love it, man. Yeah, you know, Sheila, one of our faves. SpinYourBrain.com. Again, whether you're a grandma or superstar. Sheila, hold on. Be right back, everybody. Sports Doctor, live radio. Good luck to us.
The station that makes you feel good.
Nature's Medicine for Modern Living, a people and plants dialogue hosted by Sophie.Health. At Sophie, we bring together experts and voices who rarely cross paths. Our quest is to illuminate the ancient world of plant medicine and reimagine it for the connected age. Join us to explore new boundaries of digital personalized medicine with deep roots in the natural world and hear from our community of international pioneers who are validating this new paradigm and improving how we feel, sleep, and cope with daily stresses naturally. Sophie.Health, reconnecting people and plants.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
You live in or near Aurora, Illinois, and you're into sports, fitness at any level, or your son and daughter is, you cannot forget about your feet. Your feet affect everywhere else. There are complex motions that come into play, especially in sports. Your ankles, knees, hips, and back all are affected with your foot mechanics. Come visit the office, Dr. Bob, and get evaluated. Check what shoes are best for you. I offer prescription orthotics, which is usually one of the major tools for treatment and prevention of foot-related ankle and leg problems. Also, enhancing performance. Step or two quicker. Call 630-898-3505 or go to sportsdoctorradio.com.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Apples and pears, beef and skittles, cider with Rosie, common or garden, Ant and Deck, fish and chips, mum and dad.
UK Health Radio and Health Triangle magazine. Each is good by itself, but enjoying both is always better. Add Health Triangle magazine to your monthly health regime. Check it out at ukhealthradio.com. Strawberries and cream.
A cancer diagnosis can be scary and stressful for everyone involved. Hello Love is a contemporary living space and well-being center in central London where anyone can come and learn about illness prevention and non-toxic practice. Inside, you will find a vegan restaurant, juice bar, and holistic dojo that encourage lifestyle changes to help heal mind, body, and spirit connection. Cancer patients are offered free sessions. To find out more, please visit us at hellolove.org.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Hey everybody, we are back. It's the Sports Doctors In segment, where we preview some upcoming guests and topics. We had a little Dr. Bob Wisdom. We answer a few emails if we have time. We're going to have Olivia Atkin. We missed her last week with technical difficulties. Olivia is a podcast strategist, and she is somebody who really makes all sorts of attention to that whole new world. Gosh, how many years ago was it? No one knew how to spell the word podcast, let alone live radio or whatever. And her achieving success, a podcast also that she involves again in that whole world. And then Kirk Howell, Thrive 365, an organization that is all about its title, which is, again, the mental game, the wellness game, participation, the communication game of different populations and groups. Hopefully, he'll be able to join us the following week. Another return guest, one of our faves, sports hypnotherapist from Australia, Sue Williams, will be coming back again. Sports hypnotherapy, again, besides health and wellness, high performance, concentration, again, the mental game. One of my longtime faves is coming back after a break, Kirk Mango. Kirk was an NCAA gymnastics champion. Kirk spent decades as a physical fitness and class in high school at Downers Grove. And Kirk will be rejoining us. You know, the Dr. Bob, the website, had continued excitement. You know, he had replaced stuff. TheSportsDoctorRadio.com. TheSportsDoctorRadio.com. Got all sorts of information, history, nostalgia, great pictures, the book, hashtag Hey Sports Parents, some excitement on the newly launched The Sports Doctors In Consultation, The Sports Doctors In Consultation. And again, you can email me, drrwilesportsdoctor@yahoo.com, or I'm going to see how it goes if I include the 630-291-3733. What is it? It's what I do on the radio. It is a consultation with a sports parent, a sports coach, an athlete themselves, who's trying to get a plan, improve a plan on everything from nutrition to physical training to the mental game, etc. Really oriented to the sports youth. Again, my daughter's a serious soccer player. What am I doing right? What am I doing wrong? What about this injury? I have over 20 experts, many who participated in the book, hashtag A Sports Parent, all who have been radio guests, whether it's psychology, whether it's physical training, whether it's parenting, whether it's coaching, great information that can be referred to and included in follow-up. So again, it is the Sports Doctors In. We're all over the different websites on Instagram, on Facebook, on LinkedIn. We do have some time, I think, for a few emails. You know, you mentioned it in the show from Perry. Bob Guida talked about strengthening the brakes. Yes, such a key point. Whatever a particular sport is that you're playing, could be the popular sport of pickleball. I wrote an article for Lower Extremity Review magazine in 2021 about pickleball and physical. I was seeing so many seniors, myself included, you know, getting hurt. Pickleball is physical. You're running, you're moving, you're changing direction, you're swinging. And a lot of people were jumping in because it was exciting and they really, you know, weren't ready. It wasn't like they played tennis since they were 15 and they were still playing when they were 70. So the idea of the brakes, the stabilizers, again, think of swinging a racket. And then Bob Guida would be talking about strengthening the muscles that slow your swing down, that control it, that stabilize it, that stop it. Feet and ankles, you know, the muscles and tendons that are so involved in forward movement, quick movement, side to side movement. Best shoe. What about the role of orthotics? And the idea, again, of strengthening these areas and actually including it. So if you were watching Bob Guida working with great athletes in different sports, they might all be balancing on a mini trampoline in their bare feet. And then they'd have, whether it was their baseball glove, their football gloves catching a wide receiver, a hockey stick, tennis racket, a volleyball where they were playing catch, and they were moving in different parts on the tram while they were doing something and swinging and stabilizing. And it was tremendously successful in preventing problems. Quickly, Sheila says, I'm a walker. I have capsulitis of the ball of foot. Capsulitis is an inflammation of the soft tissues that surround the metatarsal joints. So you want to see podiatry. You want to make sure it's not a stress fracture. And you want to look seriously at shoe changes, intelligent rest. We've had great success with orthotics over the years. Stop the constant pressure to the same area of the foot that's aggravating that capsule. See everybody next week. It's the Sports Doctor. Thank you again, Dr. Roman Velasquez, Sheila Thielen. Thanks to our friend at BVS. See ya.